Blog Talk Radio. Holiday. is not a black person holiday. And this is what I want you to know. Revelations chapter 18, verse 4. Write that down. I'm telling you this where you can find this information in the Bible. It says, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you may not partake in her sins." You know, she's sinning right now. She's getting ready to have a big party, Halloween. They're going to give out a lot of candy tomorrow. But your soul is worth more than that. And then going dressing up, looking like creatures and something that you've never seen or never will be in heaven. You should not want to take part of her. Again, it says, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, and that you forgive, or that you receive not her plagues. There's a consequence for sinning, and it tells you what the consequences is. It's going to be a plague. It says, for her sins have reached heaven. Her sins have reached unto heaven. And God has remembered her iniquities, her wickedness, her sins. You don't want to be a part of that. I didn't read it to you well the first time. I'll read it to you again. I want you all to know. You be Christians and going to have Halloween parties or candy parties, whatever, at the churches, don't partake in what is not righteous. Don't try to mark or take after the devil. You are smarter than that. He left us this Bible for a reason, and I want you to get into it. Read it. I don't care how long it takes you to read, or I try to read it to you on Tuesdays and Fridays. This Friday, I will be on the air reading to you from Exodus 37, verse 28. That's where I left off today. And I will finish reading that to you all Friday. And then I will go into Exodus chapter 38 and 39. If possible, and hopefully I will finish it all. But let me tell you what's important here. The reason why I'm on this time, this day, this hour, these moments is to tell you Halloween is not one of our holidays. It's not a holiday that God has provided. These are God's holidays or festival days. It starts with the Sabbath, and then there's the Passover. Next is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Following that is the Day of Pentecost. After that, the Day of Trumpets. After the Day of Trumpets, is the Day of Atonement. That's where you'll be fasting and asking our Father in heaven for repentance of whatever sin you have committed. Verse 9, the day, the Feast of Tabernacles, and then the last great day. Excuse me, someone is knocking at my door. Hold on. I'm on the radio. Come on in, but be quiet. And so it was on my mind to tell you, you should not celebrate tomorrow because that is a day of man. That's a man-made day. It's not our Father in Heaven's day. It's a European holiday. And us black people want to party more than the Europeans. And you want to eat their candy and pass out the candy, but you are doing wrong. I'm telling you, the Bible says, Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, it says, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not her plagues, for her sins have reached heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. That is her wickedness and sinfulness. You don't want to be a part of it. And most of you, you can't wait until tomorrow. That's because you want to have fun at a costume party and receiving candy and giving out candy. But your soul is worth more than that. It tells you what, when you have this sin, what the consequence of this sin is going to be. It's going to be her plagues. So don't participate in a man-made holiday tomorrow, and that is Halloween. And I'll read it to you once more. Revelation 18, verse 4. It says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you not partake of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. After tomorrow, a lot of people will probably be going into the hospital to try and clear up some type of a social disease that they probably will catch. That is one of the diseases, like one that you cannot cure. There's one called AIDS that man can't cure. And there are sexual diseases. You don't want to have those. And man-made sins for tomorrow. Tomorrow is Halloween. That is not our Father festival days. So I tell you all, again, the Sabbath day is not a Sabbath day. It's not a Passover day. It's not a Feast of Unleavened Bread. It's not a day of Pentecost. It's not a day of trumpets. It's not a day of atonement. It's not a day of tabernacles, nor the last great day. So just be mindful that I am telling you to stay away from Halloween. Come out of her. Do not partake in her sins. Let them who are not and of our belief, there is a group of people who call themselves, who say they are us and have our land, but they are not. Come out of her. Don't partake in her. God loves you. That's why I'm coming on the air today, this time, to tell you that you should not partake in a man's holiday. The European holiday that's called Halloween. It's got a lot of sweet stuff.
Help your children.
But we will not.
Don't let them fall.
I am about
by the side
of the road. To go participate in her.
Teach them.
Have a hard enough time with these people.
To love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart.
See you Friday.
Jesus.
Talk with you Friday at 5 o'clock.
His love.
Talk
with you. He won't
Friday.
Let you down. And I know.
Get out to the minute.
We've got to walk on.
I know you're going to
walk on through temptation. 'Cause he's love. and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation.